What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mr. College Football and friend of the show, Tony Barnhart. How are you doing this morning, Tony?
I'm doing great. I feel like I'm back home talking to you guys.
And obviously you and Bo were just talking about how it used to produce for you. Are you proud of little Squid Billy here?
Squid Billy has done well. You know, there were days early in all of our careers when he was helping us with Barnhart in Durham. I said, you know, Squid Billy going to make it? Well, he has. Squid Billy has made it. So
Tony used to and because Tony was great to work with him, and obviously I still work with Wes on Sundays. But Tony would be like, I want you to reach out to so and so, like Steve Spurrier. I'm like, Tony, I don't think he'll do it. Tell him Tony Barnhart asked, and I'd be like, hey, I'd be like, okay, fine, and I'd send the email, and I mean it would be like, you would hit send, and then the reply would be like, what time? And I would be like, whoa. So Mr. College Football's name carries weight.
I've heard a lot of people tell me as a longtime producer as well, make sure they know it's for me, and it gets nowhere. But with Tony Barnhart, different story.
I'm telling you, it did. That show, and we'll get to other things, but that show was a college football show. It was only during the fall. And so it was 2 hours. And when we first started it or whatever, and it was basically any big game that week, we would have the coach on.
Right.
And I was young, and you know, I would try to get guests on my own, and you would go nowhere. And then it's like, well, there's no way I'm getting, you know, Steve Spurrier on the week of Florida, South Carolina when he's at South Carolina, and Tony would be like, no, just ask him, or a young Dabo Swinney right after he took over. Nope. I would drop Tony's name, and I was like, man, oh, I got the job done. I'm a big boy now. Look at me. And it was all Tony. I was just dropping Tony's name.
Well, what made that show so much fun is between me and Durham, we knew everybody, okay, with his connections in the ACC and stuff. So we had – I just remember when it was a tough weekend, Durham and I would have – remember two couch Monday?
Yeah.
One couch wasn't enough to soothe the ills. You had to have two couches in the studio. That's how bad it was.
So. I love that you call him Durham, too. I'm going to start calling Wes and see how far
he's
it
Durham.
Goes. He'll look at me.
But see, Durham hit the big time. I mean, he's all over the place now.
Well, you're Mr. College Football. He's kind of Mr. ACC right now.
There
you go. But look, Tony, there's so much news going on.
Yep.
And you've seen so much change in the sport of college football that here we are with a 12-team playoff right now, and we're talking about how we want a 16-team playoff to look. And I know you can't be a fan of the 4-4 and like 8 thing, right? You're probably a 5-11 guy.
Yeah, I'm definitely a 5-11 guy. The 4-4 thing is where the Big Ten says, before we play a game, we're guaranteed 4 spots in the playoffs, just like that, okay? And as they say in politics, those were bad optics.
Yeah.
And so, no, I'm definitely in favor. I'm definitely in favor of whatever gets you the most teams in the playoffs. And it's very – just do the math. Do the math. Had that play – had 5-11 been in place last year, the SEC would have qualified to get 6 teams in. And that's the pitch that Greg Sankey made to his coaches down in Destin. The coaches weren't real crazy about the idea, but then he laid it out on the table and said, guys, we can get six teams in. Don't worry about four. We can get six in. And the coaches said, okay. And then so – but we got to get the Big Ten to come around. They're being stubborn.
Yeah, it seemed like there were some shots from Sankey to Petiti or whatever
his
name
is. Oh, it didn't seem like there were shots of Petiti. He is – you know, I don't blame him. You know, I love the coaches in the Big Ten said, well, we'll go for that 5-11 thing if they'll go to nine conference games. And Greg Sankey says, guys, respect you and all that, but we're not going to let the Big Ten coaches determine what we're going to do in the SEC. So it is a battle right now. So.
Well, and I want to stay on Sankey's comments for a moment this week at SEC Media mm-hmm. Days. You're in your 50th season covering SEC football, and Greg Sankey was talking about how he hasn't seen football change as much in the last 100 years as it has in the last few. Are you kind of on the same wavelength with him on that, with all the changes happening with NIL and everything?
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, I mean, there's been more change. Really, the line of demarcation, there are two events that really define the change in the SEC. One is the arrival of Steve Spurrier in 1990. He changed the league forever because before he got there in 1990, if you scored 24 points a game and had a really good defense, you're probably going to win most of the time. No more. Now, when Spurrier got there, you're 33, 34, 35 points to have a chance to win, and everybody had to adapt to him, and everybody did adapt to him. That and Roy Kramer's decision to go to divisional, to add South Carolina and Arkansas and go to divisional play for the 1992 season, that changed everything. Notice that the SEC was a good conference. Then all of a sudden they go to divisional play and things pick up, and now you win seven national championships in a row. And so it's those two things are, to me, the biggest markers in the history. When you write to the SEC, those are the two biggest changes.
Mm-hmm. Tony, a lot of quarterbacks in SEC history have entered the year with a hype, just a complete amount of hype train. Maybe none for the same reasons that the Texas starting quarterback, Arch Manning, comes into the year. Is it an overstatement to say that if this guy doesn't win a Heisman or a national championship, there are going to be a lot of people who view the year as a failure?
No, I don't think you view it that way. I think the guy's very, very talented. He has the brand recognition. He has the name, and he's just the people I talked to said the guy's really talented, and he's very level-headed. He actually has a sense of humor, okay, and he shows up and shows that sense of humor. But look, he grew up in the family business. None of this stuff is gonna, you know, people talk about, God, there's pressure on that guy. Well, there's really no pressure on that guy. I mean, all he's got to do is win the Heisman Trophy, you know, take Texas to the national championship. And oh, by the way, you got to go to Ohio State to play your first game. So we'll see. No, I don't think you're going to call it a bust. I think he'll have a marvelous career. 2 years. 2 years.
Really?
Yeah. Not just one, but two.
Right. Oh, wow. And he's already taking shots like he's a pro. I mean, his shot at Steve Spurrier yesterday was pretty.
You got to love it.
Dude, I've been saying something. That was pretty impressive. We have Tony. We're joined by Tony Barnhart here on the Morning Shift on Sports Share 910 of the Game live at SEC Media Days. We'll get to your book here in a minute, Mr. College Football, 50 Years of SEC Memories. But, Tony, you covered Kirby as a player. Mm-hmm. You covered him as an assistant. And now as a head coach, you've seen Dooley, you know, Rick, now Smart at UGA, obviously has skipped over Ray Goff there. Not a shot, just skipped over, mm-hmm. and Jim Donnan. But where does he rank, not just in Georgia coaches, but in coaches you've covered, and where he has catapulted now with how he's handled the program and winning?
Well, if he can sustain this level of success for his entire career, he has to be one of the greatest coaches Georgia's ever had. Obviously, Vince Dooley won more games at 201 than anybody else. And, I think Kirby's done an incredible job because doing it now is different than doing it in the past. I mean, I was very close to Coach Dooley. Number of those seasons had six conference games, only had six conference games. And now you got eight conference games plus an SEC championship game. So he's recruited at a high level very consistently. I loved it when my Georgia friends go, but we're not as good as we were in 21 and 22. Well, yeah, because those are two of the best defenses you're ever going to see in your life. You may never see that again. So, Kirby's done an incredible job, and now the league just got tougher.
Yeah. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tony, I'm fascinated by some of the viewpoints surrounding Georgia coming into this year. And we're going to go back a few years, the national championship run there. I get it. Like, Stetson Bennett was a special dude. Mm-hmm. He was, though, a walk-on. And so I just find it so hard to believe that there are so many takes out there that Gunnar Stockton's not good enough or can't lead this team. Again, you just went into why Kirby Smart is who he is and how he's going to have his team ready to play. I think people are overlooking, and it's hard to believe we're saying a team ranked sixth or seventh is being overlooked, but it feels that way.
Well, a wise coach once told me, was Nick Saban, wise coach once told me that, look, if you want to know who your starting quarterback is or should be, just go into the locker room. The players will tell you who the starting quarterback should be. And these guys have got Gunnar Stockton's back.
Yeah.
Okay? They are not going to let him fail. And he's a different kind of quarterback. He's not flash, he's not, but he knows how to play the game. So I feel, to me, Georgia has a lot more problems to worry about than Gunnar Stockton at quarterback. I mean, how about the fact they haven't had a 1,000-yard rusher since 2019? How about they finished next to dead last in rushing and couldn't run the ball to protect the lead in the fourth quarter? What about 36 drop passes, which led the nation? I'm just saying there's a lot more stuff to me going on at Georgia than it is the quarterback position.
Tony, you're doing the final tour of the SEC mm-hmm. this season, turning it into a book from your notes. Mr. College Football, 50 Years of SEC Memories, as Bo has mentioned, your book is going to be coming out later on. How did this project come together, and how excited are you to put this together?
Well, the answer to your second question, I'm very excited. But as you guys know, you work in the media, and you know that media is in, shall we say, fluid, is in a state of flux. And my wife and I have been talking about this for a long time, but, you know, how do you want to exit? What's your exit strategy? I think we all should have one. And I said, here's what I want to do. I want to spend my last year covering the league doing a tour, and getting to, you know, there's no way I'm getting all 16 campuses, okay, logistically. But it's going back. I've got 50 years of memories, but I want to take one last year to say thank you to a lot of people. And then UGA Press did my last book, The 19 of Green, and I pitched this to them, and they answered in about 5 minutes and said, yeah, we're in. And so we will turn that into a book. Hopefully, you know, when this season is over, then I'm taking all those memories I got on the tour, incorporating them in the book, hope to have the manuscript done midway through next year, and then published probably at the end of the year.
Have you heard about how you have to, like, lock yourself away to write these books? That's going to be grueling.
It will be. It will be. But this is my seventh book, so yeah. I'm used to the grind.
Yeah.
And it's part of it. And, well, I'm lucky. I've got really good material. Okay. Everybody I've talked to about this project, including you guys, says, oh, I got to read that. So that's what you want.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear some of the stories. I'm sure there's going to be a Munson or a Dooley, and not to mention all the other schools that you've been around. I mean, he's not George R.R. Martin. He can finish a book. Tony Barnhart can finish a book. Is there I know we got to get out of here in a minute, but is there maybe a Munson or a Dooley story that might be in that book that you kind of share with us? I know you've already written a Munson book before, so I'm sure you might not go too heavy on those.
One of my favorite Munson stories is when we were doing the book, his autobiography. I would go to Athens to see him three times a week, and And the thing about it is, see, I would walk into those meetings with Larry, and I had it all scoped out. We're going to talk about this and this and this and this and this and this. I'd get to see Munson like 5 minutes into the conversation. He goes off in some tangent that we hadn't really discussed. And he said, you know, like one year Georgia was playing Oklahoma State on the road. And I walked in one day. He didn't say hello, didn't say hi, didn't say how you doing. He says, hey, Barnhart, where the hell is Oklahoma State? And how do you get there? And if you get there, how do you get back? So he was just hilarious. He just absolutely – I enjoyed that so much really missed him when we lost him not too long ago.
Tony, I can't thank you enough for stopping by. I can't wait for the book. We're obviously going to try to have you during the year, but you've been a lot to my career. It's crazy that I come in and I'm been in the business. I can't believe I've been in it as long as I have, but the fact that I got to work with you and Durham, you know, a little bit of Durham as well, but but you kind of taught me how to be a pro, so really appreciate that. We're going to miss you when you're no longer covering it, but thank you for joining us, and I hope let's have you during the year.
Absolutely.
I want to hear about the tour as it's happening.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I tell you, I've already been to see Coach Saban, so the news of his return to college football I think might be exaggerated. Let's just put it there. And I'm going to see Coach Spurrier, not this Saturday, but next Saturday. Our Coach Spurrier's wife and my wife, Maria, are good buddies. And so they're throwing us a reception in Gainesville on the 26th next week. So we're looking forward to that.
Lovely. Just let me know what time we need to leave.
It's going to be fun. I know that.
Tony, thank you so much for stopping by. Your old stomping grounds. We so appreciate it.
Enjoyed it. Thanks for having me. Take care.
Well, this hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. That's going to do it for us today. For Abe, Bo, Dylan, myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. Thank you to all our guests today. Matt Flynn, Greg McElroy, Kaylin DeBoer, Tony Barnhart. If you missed interviews, fire them up on the Odyssey app. There's a lot of great insights there, a lot of stories about Mike Johnson on there too. So check it out on the Odyssey app. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
stay cool, Atlanta.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.